Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken America. It's time to awaken to empowerment and truth. It's time to save the USA. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you for joining me today. This is your authentic guide for your journey towards self-empowerment. Remember, folks, we cannot change what we don't confront. So what are we going to accomplish here? You know what? We can't accomplish anything unless we live in a free society. So we're about freedom here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio, Awaken America. It's time for the Great Awakening. Yeah, we're about personal empowerment, about freedom, not free stuff. And we believe our rights come from God, not government. We serve a big God, okay? And we don't need big government. So with that, let's start this 30th of October show from Jesus Calling, and it'll be great. And it says, I am with you. Yes, he is. He is with us. He is with us always. He's in control of this whole thing. He knows the beginning from the end. I am with you. I am with you. Heaven's bells continually plea, and with the promise of my presence. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. Others hear the bells only once. Only twice in a lifetime, in rare moments of seeking me above all else. My desire is that my sheep hear my voice continually, for I am the ever-present shepherd. Quietness in the classroom where you learn to hear my voice. Beginners need a quiet place in order to still their minds. As you advance in this discipline, you gradually learn to carry the stillness with you wherever you go. When you step back into the mainstream of life, strain to hear those glorious bells. I'm with you. I am with you. I am with you always. Be not afraid. Let's go to the throne. Abba Father, glory be to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We hope to glorify you. Lord, we thank you for your word, because your word is truth. Your word is real justice, God. And God, you created all of us in your image to glorify you and honor you in all that we do. And Abba Daddy, we ask that you lead, guide, touch us as we speak here today at Awaken to Empowerment Radio, as our leaders speak, and God, all of those who are suffering with this COVID, and all of those who are suffering because of potential job loss, because of overreach of government, and all of those who are suffering in Afghanistan because they were left behind. Lord, let all of us know that you are with us. You're with all of them that are in Afghanistan. Keep your hand of protection and provision on them. All of those who are suffering from this COVID disease. Lord, you take and you educate and give knowledge to those folks who are taking care of them. And God, just let people know your truth, God. Let people know the truth and how to handle this, and let them know that you're with them, Father. Jesus, we thank you for you dying for our sins on the cross. And Holy Spirit, we ask that your ever presence, for your presence forever, and be with us and lead us and guide us and let us do the right thing for the right reasons, God. Let us remember that you're a God of love. Yes, you judge. You are the great judge. But you created all things and you've given us some rules and we have not followed them. So let us get back to you. Let us remember who we are. And let us just honor and glorify you. You put us here for such a time as this. So Lord, we come to you humbly, asking for forgiveness for our stupidity, our sins, our iniquities. And we ask that your Holy Spirit remain strong in us. We ask for your protection and provision for our country, for our families, for each and every homeless person. God, please help everyone. We thank you. We praise you. We're looking forward to Jesus, your return, Maranatha. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. We are anointed. Amen. So thank you for joining me today. Pretty powerful prayer. And we just need to pray like we've never prayed before. And we've got stuff going on. I mean, I guess New Jersey and Virginia, they've got these gubernatorial elections on Tuesday. And I guess the left, because I'm not even going to say Democrat anymore because these people aren't Democrats. I mean, you know, my grandparents are Democrats. They were, you know, old Italians. They all came from, you know, here and they, you know, they came from Italy and stuff. And they, you know, they were the Democratic Party. They went and voted. They were a union, you know. And that's how it was. You just in Chicago. You just vote Democrat. You got to. Especially if you're an immigrant. Because the Democrat Party used to be the party, quote, unquote, of working people. Now they're the part of, you know, the socialists. How those gas prices doing? How's socialism working, Bern? You know, friends, if we don't get this together, we're going to be in some big doo-doo. Okay, we really need to go ahead and just pray like we've never prayed before. It's going to be a little bit longer show today. So I do have the shocking secrets from American history. We haven't done this one in a while because remember how good old TJ used to say, if you want to be, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what was and never will be. So we have to awaken. We have to know the truth. So, all right, so here, this is from our book that we've been doing, our history book. We haven't done this in a while, The Shocking Secrets of American History, and by Bill Cote. So from disgrace and war to heroism in Africa, one of the most peculiar aspects of the Civil War era is the fact that its landscape was crowded with figures who were marked for later fame. Generally, these individuals were cast in minor roles in the conflict itself, but they certainly made their entrances on the stage of world history in the years that followed. Take Rowlands, for instance. Rowlands was a member of the 6th Arkansas Infantry. He was just 20 years old on that April Sunday in 1862, which could help explain his actions during the bloody Battle of Shiloh. Confederate infantrymen stormed the last center of federal resistance on the first day of the battle, and Rowlands was there. He had come up from Cypress Bend with the Dixie Grays when the darkness silenced the musket fire. Rowlands and his Confederate comrades were much relieved. On the next day, however, it was a different story. The Northern Army regrouped and pushed back in the confusion that followed. Rowlands was captured, and he was about to be herded back to Yankee prison. Private Rowlands had a sudden change of heart. He indicated that he now realized he had been on the wrong side all along. He wanted to switch sides and join the Union Army. And that's what he did. It wasn't long, however, before marching under the Union blue got the best of Rowlands, so he reported himself ill and was dismissed on account of poor health. Now he was faced with a dilemma. He couldn't remain with the Army, and he couldn't go home. So he came up with another idea. He joined the Union Navy. Rowlands served as a Navy and until the end of the war, and when he wasn't immediately discharged, he deserted that branch of the service. All told, he was pretty dismal service record. He had been a turncoat, a maligner, a deserter. Maybe that's when later propelled him to action far off continent, Africa. But you see, in time, John Rollins changed his name to Henry M. Stanley, and it was he, the failure as a soldier and sailor, who searched and found Dr. David Livingstone in 1871 and uttered the now famous line, "For Livingstone, I presume?" Who would have ever guessed? A turncoat. A turncoat. You know, there was a congressman that kept saying back in 2010, "I feel like I'm losing my country." Ran against a four-term incumbent, this person did. And with the power of the grassroots propelling this person to victory, being outspent 4-1, this individual went to Congress. Now, this individual was a lackey, never really did much anything, okay, but had passion and purpose and got the people riled up. Interesting now, this person never only went to Congress once because they did stupid things like wanted to run in a different district because, hey, maybe this could be better and easier. Then they ran against someone else in the district that they did and got their ass handed to them because they did stupid stuff like, you know, yell at people, constituents, being video cameraed, you know, just too crazy. Then had a radio show, decided to run for president against Trump, got canceled from the radio show, and now is trying to do some white flag thing and talking about how turncoat. I'm not going to even mention names, not even worth it. Just a big hamburger salad is all this person is. Big turncoat. Feel like I'm losing my country. You know what? What a phony, baloney, narcissist these people are. That's what they are. They're narcissists. But, friends, you know, I haven't listened to any of their current work. I would listen sometimes on my way home only because it was a station I had on, and then I'd listen to the insanity, and I had to turn it off. Listen to happier music like, you know, Genesis or Pink Floyd or anything but screamingies. So I don't want to ever be a screaming meanie. I just want to tell the people the truth. That's all I've ever wanted to do, is just be a truth teller and take our country back to its founding good principles like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, where all men are created equal. We judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Okay? And you know what? I don't know about you, but I have a real problem with people coming across our border illegally and giving them $450,000 of taxpayer dollars because they've been, quote-unquote, disenfranchised. They broke the frickin' law, okay? I don't care if they're triggered. It's too bad. They should come the right way. No one is anti-immigration, okay? I am not anti-immigration. That would be horrible. That would have precluded my mama from coming here, okay? I am pro-legal immigration. Immigration is a process. And the root cause, it doesn't matter. It needs to be handled on our end in a legal and orderly process. And the optics that the left-line mainstream complicit, they're not even news, is showing Border Patrol people that hitting their horses was what people do. If anybody had a horse, if anybody ever rode a horse, there's reins and you kind of make your horses go with this, how horses are trained, all these great big geniuses. They weren't hitting anybody. They weren't hitting anybody. Country is going to be a shithole, okay? The Democrats just might, I've got a hat here, it says make America a shithole, vote Democrat. Might as well put it on because they're destroying this country. Now, is that part of their Cloward Piven strategy to create the crisis and go ahead to take it down? Google the Cloward Piven strategy. It's very interesting. You know what? The shamdemic was part of it too. How else could an election be stolen? It's a shamdemic, really, it is. So So it's really time we awaken America. It is time we show up, stand up, speak up, not put up, not give up, okay? And it's time for us to just take our country back to its founding principles, basic things, you know, Constitution. We need $3.5 trillion. Why are we bankrupting our future? Why are we bankrupting our future, our posterity? Why are we doing this? Why? Because eventually they want a whole total global reset. And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, friends. I mean, there's just too much going on. And if you start connecting the dots and paying attention and read Solomonsky's Rules for Radicals and read the Cloward-Piven strategy, maybe we can do some of these things on our show, you'll understand, okay? You know what? How about free markets, real free markets, not these crony free markets, ha, 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 like our drug companies that are, it's interesting, but a lot of these being misreported. Everything is being reported as COVID because people get more money for that. That is disingenuous. That is hurting all of us. We need honorable, truthful leaders, people that have been in business and have done things with their lives instead of these lifelong politicians like Adam Kissassinger. I mean, seriously, dude was like in 20 years old, he was like some representative. I mean, you know, good riddance, dude. See ya. Hate to be ya. It's about time he left, you know? Very sad. I mean, it's just very, very sad. And it's really time for truth. It's time for wisdom. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And if we don't get our acts together, we're going to lose our liberties, all of us, okay? You may hate Republicans. You may hate Trump, whatever, whatever. Guess what? They're coming for everybody, not just quote-unquote conservatives. They're going to come for all of us, and we're going to be living in the Weimar Republic, okay, if we're not careful here. So I do have some interesting things I'd like to share, very interesting things, actually. And, of course, oh, this page is having a problem. Of course you are. I'm trying to get something done here. I love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. You know what? Let's play a little No Fear. And we can't have fear. We have to have sound minds. We have to believe in Jesus. And we have to remember who we are. So let's do a little bit of No Fear, and then we'll get back. Spirit, no fear. says, love is overtaken, and we will not be shaken. No fear, no fear. That's right. He is with us. That is No Fear by Joni Lamb and the Daystar Singers. And you know what? We can't be afraid. And I'm going to speak some truths here, okay? So all these government mandates, we got to be awake, got to understand. But you know what? Our health is the most important thing, and we can't have fear. So we have to also go ahead, not have that cortisol jacking up. Because, see, when you express, like, fear and anger and frustration, it actually releases these negative vibe hormones called cortisol. Those are our stress hormones. And it's okay, you know, like for that fight or flight, okay? But if they're constantly flooding our body through stress and fear and anxiety and on and on and on, you're bathing your body in these negative vibes, and it opens up your cells and everything to become cancerous and sick. So you gotta let go. You gotta have no fear. You gotta also remember that Jesus, God, Holy Spirit are in control. You gotta forgive people. You gotta love, and you really gotta get your mind sound. Remember, we are spirit beings. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Okay, so we have to set our soul free of all this frustration and breathe and be peaceful and understand that there are things that we can control. It's some of this stuff we can't control. So, but it's always good because you can't be ignorant and free. Remember, if you want to be free, you can't be ignorant to what's going on. So here's some interesting things, okay? This is from National News, and it says the vaccine cancer atrocity, like clockwork, most vaccinated Americans will lose immune function by Christmas and start growing accelerated cancer tumors that will kill them. Okay, now, I don't know if this is true. It says here, this is from National News, the elephant in the room with COVID vaccines, they are erasing the immune systems of those who take the jabs. But the destruction of the immune function will lead to unprecedented acceleration in cancer tumor growth that will overwhelm the medical system and kill tens of millions over the next decade. The vaccine holocaust, it seems to be going felt as a cancer tsunami that will somehow be blamed on everything else except the vaccines. From 1999 to 2019, cancer death rates had plunged from 200 per 100,000 population to 146. Okay, so that's pretty good. That's CDC.gov. Okay, so from 200 per 100,000 to 146 per 100,000. So for all of 2019, there were almost 600,000 cancer deaths reported in the United States. The CDC has not yet published data for 2020. So from 2021, it will be published in 2023, and the data from 2022 will be published in 2024 if it maintains the same schedule. So here they're making a prediction. In 2022, cancer fatalities will explode above 1 million fatalities, and cancer death rates will stay elevated for the next decade, all due to COVID vaccines that began in 2021. However, we won't see these data points until 2024. The decade of cancer deaths is now baked in and cannot be stopped. With over 191 million Americans now double vaccinated and over 220 million single jabbed, the countdown has started. And it has, on what we will one day be seeing, the greatest medical atrocity ever committed against humankind. And importantly, this cannot be stopped. Big Pharma and criminal cartel leader Anthony Fauci and Joseph Mengele 2.0 don't want to stop it. Of course, they're making money. Money, money, money. Money is good. Yeah, money's great. But dirty money, this is dirty lucre right here, ladies and gentlemen. See, a wave of cancer represents the last phase of medical looting of America. Reaping obscene profits from chemotherapy and cancer surgeries while tens of millions of Americans are killed off by the depopulation vaccine weapon system. By the end of 2031, tens of millions of Americans will be seriously impaired by cancer, if not already dead from it. And those who escape the ravages of cancer will, of course, be subjugated to accelerated deaths from heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, thanks to the never-ending sequences of booster shots that will be required by the criminal pharma cartels that dictate government policies and media propaganda. okay? In Idaho, Dr. Ryan Cole, a diagnostic lab owner, is already reporting a 2,000% increase in cancers among those who took the man's vaccines. Since January 1st in the laboratory, he's seeing 20 times increased of endometrial cancers over what he sees on a normal annual basis. This is Cole, and he stated it in a video. I'm not exaggerating at all because I look at my numbers year over year, and he's like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before. Okay, so you could go to Brighton and see this. You could Google Brighton video, Dr. Ryan Cole. Okay, again, this is from Natural News. In children, post-vaccine cancers will take longer to develop, so they made ever cancer death for many years. But in adults who are already growing microtumors, and nearly everyone is doing that, the loss of immune function will result in rapid acceleration and spread cancer overwhelmingly. Their bodies in a matter of a few months to a few years, depending on their health status and when the vaccines were first injected. So boosting immunity won't work because there's nothing left to boost. Normally, see, we talk about boosting immunity in healthy people. We're referring to supporting normal immune function through nutritional lifestyle support, such as D-supplements, experiencing restful sleep, avoiding stressful situations, avoiding immune-suppressing medications. But see, these strategies rely on healthy functioning immune system that could be encouraged to do its job. In COVID-vaccinated people, that immune system has already been destroyed by the vaccines themselves by design. As Dr. Paul Cottrell explains in this eye-opening video below, mRNA vaccine makers deliberately add chemicals to their vaccines to erase immune function in order to protect the mRNA strands from normal immune response that would destroy them. Put another way, a normal healthy immune system would destroy the mRNA strands before they could breach the cell walls and enter the ribosomes that synthesize proteins. Thus, suppressing the immune system is a critical strategy in the delivery of mRNA into the body's cells. And that's from Dr. Paul Cottrell. The COVID vaccine is a government bioweapon, and that's also on Brighton. Okay, so even if this mRNA vaccine is effective against COVID 1.0 and current data appear to show it offers temporary reduction in the severity of symptoms, wearing off after a few months, this immune wipeout strategy leaves the body vulnerable to everything else. That includes cancer, influenza, common colds, and other threats to the body. The vaccinated are now being referred to as walking AIDS patients as their immune function drops like clockwork, with some estimates based on UK data now tracking roughly a 5% drop in immune function each week. A Swedish study finds rapidly waning immune protection during the first 7 months after taking the vaccine. Here's the interpretation. Vaccine effectiveness against symptomatic COVID-19 infection wanes progressively over time across all subgroups, but at different rates according to the type of the vaccine, and faster for men and older, frail individuals. One of the vaccine dropped to zero effectiveness within 4 months. In contrast, effectiveness of CHADOX1 and COV19 was generally lower and waned faster with no effectiveness detected from day 121 onwards. Which professions are going to see the highest mortality rate from vaccine-induced cancer? Well, the final point to understand in all this is that certain professions have much higher rates of vaccine obedience, meaning they will suffer far higher than normal rates of cancer mortality in the coming years. These professions include, ready, buckle up, healthcare, doctors, nurses, etc., school teachers, first responders, government workers, and tech industry workers. Realistically, we should expect to see an accelerated die-off of people in these industries from 2022 to 2031 due to vaccine effects, both medium and long-term. Hoping this is not true. This means healthcare is going to experience unprecedented staffing crisis for many years to come, especially as members of the public who took the same deadly vaccines wind up in hospital emergency rooms, suffering from heart attacks, strokes, respiratory disorders, neurological disorders, and so on. This is already happening across U.S. hospitals very minute, and it's going to get even worse this winter. At the same time, people who don't have jobs will be spared from the death wave because they aren't forced to take vaccines. So you're going to see a very high survival rate amongst the unemployed. While the employed members of society are going to be killed off record numbers. Now, I don't know who's going to be paying the taxes then, because if people are unemployed, it's not going to be really good. If we're losing all of our first responders because they have to take the vax, I mean, this could get actually crazy. So, I mean, what I would suggest we all do is learn how to take care of ourselves. And let's get into natural, holistic protocols first and foremost. Now, this is from, you know, Brighteon. I mean, some of it is a little, you know, woo-hoo to me. I hate it. I don't want to think about it. But you could go to Brighteon.com and see a lot of things, and it's very interesting. I find it to be very interesting. I also find it to be scary, okay? But here's something from the Brownstone Institute, since we're talking about Big Pharma. Big Pharma adopted the subscription model of profitability. If a plumber with a lifetime experience were to tell you that water runs uphill, you would know he's lying, and a lie is not accidental. It's a lie with purpose. If you could also demonstrate that the plumber knows in advance that the product he's promoting with a lie is snake oil, you have evidence for a deliberate con. And once you understand what's really inside of the bottle of snake oil, you begin to understand the purpose of the con. So here we go. One of the most common reasons given for mass COVID vaccinations is the idea that if we reach herd immunity through vaccination, we could starve the virus out of existence and get our lives back. It's the COVID zero strategy or some variant of it. By now, it is abundantly clear from the epidemiological data that the vaccinated are able to both catch and spread the disease. Clearly, vaccination isn't going to make this virus disappear. Only a mind that has lost its grasp on reality can fail to see how ridiculous all of this has become. But a tour through pre-COVID science demonstrates that from day one, long before you and I ever heard of this virus, it was 100% inevitable and 100% predictable that these vaccines would never be capable of eradicating this coronavirus and would never lead to any kind of lasting herd immunity. Even worse, the lockdowns and mass vaccination have created a dangerous set of circumstances that interferes with our immune system ability to protect against other respiratory viruses. They also risk driving the evolution of this virus towards mutations that are more dangerous to both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated alike. Lockdowns, mass vaccinations, and mass booster shots were never capable of delivering on any promise that they were made to the public. And yet, vaccination has been successfully used to control measles and even eradicate smallpox. So why not COVID? Well, immunity is immunity, and a virus is a virus, right? Wrong. Reality is far more complicated and more interesting. I don't know if we even have time for this deep dive. We're going to try and get as much in as we can. it is crazy. So the promise of COVID zero could only have been deliberately dishonest shell game designed to prey on the lack of public understanding of how our immune system works and how most respiratory viruses differ from other viruses that we routinely vaccinate against. We've been sold a fantasy designed to rope us into pharmaceutical dependency as a deceitful trade-off for our access to our lives, variant by variant, for as long as the public is willing to go along with the ride. Okay, so this is probably going to end our show today. This is Brownstone Institute. They also have something called Autopsy of a Pandemic by Julius Rochelle and The Lies, The Gamble, and The COVID Zero Con. So exposing the story does not require incriminating emails or whistleblowing testimony. And this story tells itself by diving into the long-established science that every single virologist, immunologist, evolutionary biologist, vaccine developer, and public health official had access to long before COVID began. As it is so often the case, the devil is hidden in the details. As this story unfolds, it will become clear the 1-2 punch of lockdowns and the promise of vaccines as an exit strategy began as a cynical marketing ploy to coerce us into a never-ending regime of annual booster shots intentionally designed to replace the natural antivirus security update against respiratory viruses that come from hugs and handshakes from children laughing together at school. We are all being played for fools. This does not say there aren't plenty of other opportunities to take advantage of this crisis to pursue other agendas and to put society into a full-blown police state. See, one thing quickly morphs into another. But this essay demonstrates the never-ending boosters were initial motive for this global social engineering shell game, the subscription-based business model adopted for the pharmaceutical industry, immunity as a service, air quotes. So let's dive into this fascinating world of immune system, viruses, vaccines, layer by layer, to dispel myths, false expectations that have been created by deceitful public health officials, pharmaceutical lobbyists, and media manipulators. What emerges as the lies are peeled apart on both surprising and more than a little alarming. See, once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. That's Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Okay, so we certainly are not going to have time for this whole thing, but I will continue. We will continue reading this. Viral reservoirs, the fantasy of eradication. Eradication of a killer virus sounds like a noble goal. And in some cases, such as is the case of the smallpox virus, by 1980 we stopped vaccinating against smallpox because thanks to widespread immunization, we starved the virus of available hosts for so long that it died out. No one will need to go risk their life on side effects of smallpox vaccination ever again because the virus is gone. It's a public health success story. Polio will hopefully be next, and we're getting close. But smallpox is only one of two viruses, along with Rinderspest, that have been eradicated thanks to vaccination. Very few diseases meet the necessary criteria. Eradication is hard and only appropriate for very specific families of viruses. Smallpox, now this is science. We're just following the science, not anti-vax. We're following science. So this information is great information, friends, to share with all of those that want to, like, slap you upside the head and saying, you're not getting the vax. You're hurting other people. Oh, no. Au contraire. Here's some science for you. See, smallpox made sense for eradication because it was uniquely human virus. There was no animal reservoir. By contrast, most respiratory viruses, including SARS-CoV-2, aka COVID, come from animal reservoirs, swine, birds, bats, etc. As long as there are bats in caves, birds in ponds, and pigs in mud, bats and deer living in the forest, respiratory viruses are only controllable through individual immunity, but it is not possible to eradicate them. There will always be a near identical cousin brewing in the wings. Respiratory viruses are only controllable through individual immunity. Even the current strain of COVID is already cheerfully jumping onwards across species and boundaries. According to both the National Geographic and Nature magazine, 40% of wild deer tested positive for COVID antibodies. And in a study conducted in Michigan, Illinois, New York, and Pennsylvania, it's also been documented in wild mink, and it's already made the species jump to other captive animals like dogs, cats, otters, leopards, tigers, gorillas. See, a lot of viruses are not fussy. They happily adapt to new opportunities. Specialists like smallpox eventually go extinct. Generalists like most respiratory viruses never run out of hosts to keep the infection cycle going on forever. See, as long as we share this planet with other animals, it's extremely deceitful to give anyone the impression that we can pursue any scorched earth policy that put this genie back in the bottle. With an outbreak on this global scale, it was clear that we were always going to have to live with this virus. There are over 200 other endemic respiratory viruses that cause colds, flus, many of which circulate freely between humans and other animals. Now there are 201, and they will be with us forever, whether we like it or not. So maybe we'll continue this. This is really, really long. It's going into SARS and being the exception to the rule. This is from the Brownstone Institute, and I highly recommend this because it's truth. It's science. It's real science. We do have a few more minutes, so maybe let's see if we could talk about SARS, the exception to the rule. See, it sounds well and good, but the original SARS virus did disappear with public health measures like contact tracing and strict quarantine measures taking the credit. However, SARS was the exception to the rule. When it was made, the species jumped to humans. It was poorly adapted to its new human host, and it had terrible difficulty spreading. See, this poor level of adaptation gave SARS a rather unique combination of properties. SARS was extremely difficult to catch, and it was never very contagious. SARS made people extremely sick, and SARS did not have pre-symptomatic spread. So with these three conditions made SARS outbreak easy to control through contact tracing, through the quarantine of symptomatic individuals. SARS, therefore, never reached the point where it circulated widely amongst asymptomatic community members. See, this COVID now, by contrast, this is an asymptomatic deal. See, by January, February 2020, it was clear from the experiences in China, Italy, and the outbreak of the Diamond Princess cruise ship, the unique combination of conditions that made SARS controllable were not given to be the case with COVID. COVID was quite contagious. Its rapid spread showed that COVID was already well adapted to spreading easily amongst its new human host. People would have mild or no symptoms from COVID, making containment impossible, and that it was spreading by aerosols produced by both symptomatic and pre-symptomatic people, making contact tracing a joke. In other words, it was clear by January, February 2020, this pandemic would follow normal rules of a readily transmissible respiratory epidemic, which could not be reined in the way SARS was. Thus, by January, February 2020, giving the public impression that SARS experience could be replicated for COVID was a deliberate lie. This genie was never going back in the bottle. Fast mutations and the fantasy of control through herd immunity. Yeah, remember we kept hearing about herd immunity. Well, we're not going to get into that today. We're just going to go ahead and we will talk about this on another show. But you know what? I think we've been lied to, and we need people to tell us the truth. We need to search the truth. We need to be the voice of truth, and we need to trust that God will take care of us. You know, we really do deserve better than this, friends. You know, our whole world deserves better than this. We deserve a place where we can be safe and we could love each other and help each other. This virus, I don't know if it started in a Wuhan lab. I have a propensity to believe so. I also believe it was a planned pandemic. I mean, the timing of it was just beautiful during an election year. But all of this, these plunges, these vaxes, you know what? Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Do your own research. Keep studying. I mean, you could always take a vaccine, okay? Stay healthy. Let's focus on a few positive things. Vitamins, okay, healthy, be healthy, eat healthy, get exercise, get fresh air, pray, meditate, don't get stressed out, give it all to God. And then, by all means, go to America's Frontline Doctors, start studying some of the things with the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine. And, of course, you know, we need to pray. We need to keep praying like we've never prayed before because God is always going to be in control. So let's just do a little Mr. James Payne here, and God bless America again. And we'll sign off for this show today.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town telling how some madman shot into some people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible. Start to do what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't hear love. We can't hear real. Till God blesses America again.
Dan, put to toast that God will bless America again. I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi saying peace, love, freedom, and peace of mind. So we'll check out with Boston. Thank you for joining me. We'll catch you back here next time. We'll finish this thing. Woke is a joke. Time to awaken. Everyone. Ciao.